What is up, Soul Warriors? Welcome to this Healing Messages for the Week. I'm your host, Recovery Soul Food Podcast creator, Reverend Lona L.C. Curry, and I'm super grateful to be here, honored to be sitting in this seat. Man, so much happening. We are on the brink of some of the biggest kickoff energy of the entire year, some of us for our entire lifetimes. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, there are some of you out there that are going through some stuff where you're almost like, WTF, what is going on? And you know that you're sitting in the seat. I associate it kind of to like the shuttle taking off where, you know, you're in that place where everything gets, the jet engines are on and you're just like your whole life, everything about you is shaking up. And you know, there's just something inherently within you that you know that through this, you are moving to a next level, a next ask, a next place in your life. And so I wanted to go completely old school tonight. I want to do some old school day one motivation because I know that I cannot be the only person that just needs a message of hope, of love, of motivation, information, and inspiration. I know I can't be the only one, so we're going back to basics tonight, and I'm super grateful to be sitting in this seat with you on the precipice of what is about to be one of the most amazing, confusing, trying, and rewarding times of our entire lives, especially those of you that are on a healing recovery journey. This is your time. Get ready. It's here. It's time. And so let's do this thing this Saturday night, and let's throw this out into the universe, and let's see if we can spread a message of hope, of love, and you can do this together tonight. So if you find resonance in this, please share this video out. Do all the things, press the likes, the comments. Please be active in the chat. It adds to my energy and we get a great conversation back and forth out of it. So please be as active as you can. We are live on 2, 4, 6, 8 streams, 8 platforms all at once. So wherever you're watching from, thank you. And just be there in the chat. Let me know what's happening for you right now. Because again, I know I'm not the only one. This is a huge time for many, many, many of us, and it has to happen. So I'm grateful to be here with you. I just was not, the last couple weeks, even including last week, I was not mentally, emotionally, or even physically in the space to be able to offer any type of message because I've been in the same type of space trying to figure things out, having things shown to me that are old and need to go. This is going to be a huge time where things need to eclipse out of your life. Things, people, places, habits, whatever it is. You may be having some health issues right now, strange, out of the blue kind of health issues. You may have habits that you're coming up on like smoking or vaping or gaming or whatever it is for you that you are being mirrored back to you that says, this is not the same as it was and it's got to go. And we're being called to step into that. So I'm super excited to be here with you tonight, say all of that. Thank you for all the ways that you support us. I'm doing some shares out tonight, which I don't often do, but I'm doing them tonight because I just feel led to. So again, if you all feel led to do so, please share the video out. I want to start, since we've got a few people here already, and I'll probably do this again towards the end, I want to start with some resources for you. We have got the amazing, my soul sister, our community soul mother in so many ways. Pamela Topchin has written this amazing book. I Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far. It is available on Amazon.com/PamelaTopGin, TopGian. In that same space, you can pick up her newest book, Behind the Mask, Gloves, and Scrubs, One Nurse's Journey, where she takes us through the time of her life where she was a obviously a nurse, and she worked in the addiction recovery field as well. I love the way she tells the story. I love the resource and the beautiful human that she is. She's made these books affordable for everyone. So if you're looking for some hope, if you're looking for a comeback story, if you're looking for some guidance, Pamela Topchian has that, and in droves. She is also has this amazing YouTube channel because she is a hypnotherapist along with a different, she holds so many holistic healing knowledge and wisdom within her, and she uploads that stuff to youtube.com/@PamelaTopchian, where you can find she has a, her newest guided visualization is to help relieve cravings, an amazing resource for this time in history right now. I'm going to put the link up here. It'll be so much better if you just go to youtube.com/@PamelaTopchian, subscribe to the channel, hit your bell notifications. And I want to know how this guided visualization actually impacts your life right now and what we're all going through. All right. Next up is our good friend and recovery mentor, Martin John Garcia's beautiful pocket-sized version of the Tao Te Ching. Love this. All 81 verses through his interpretation. It's an amazing, amazing little resource. It's perfect. It's got so much wisdom in it. You can get that by going to martinjohn.com. And before this video closes tonight, we will close with one of the verses from his book, The Tao Te Ching. So I want you guys to put in the chat a number between 1 and 81. And at the end of the video, we will pick a lucky number and we will read from the Tao and see what the Tao is to say. And the newest thing that I'm so proud of this guy, my little brother from a whole nother mother, the point of change is Maddie Leblonsky has absolutely killed it with his Poetry of Change book. This is a great, beautiful, quick read of some amazing poetry, basically his story in poetry form and regular form. I'm just so proud of him. I got the beautiful honor to pre-read this book before it actually hit Amazon. So it's amazing. Let's support our brother, Matty Jablonski, and the Point of Change. Most all of you know who he is. Pick up your copy today. Please leave a book review. Let's just send our brother so much love and get this amazing resource and just throw him into the stratosphere of amazing humans. Poetry of Change. You can get that on Amazon. So I'm ready, y'all. Let's get into this old school motivation, inspiration, information, and motivation. I'm so, so, so excited to be here. Thank y'all for being here with me. So if you all are ready to get into this, I guess it's a Saturday night soul session. I'm ready too, so let's go. Hey, 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 what is up? Thank you guys so, so much for being here. Thank you for being active in the chat already. Brian Savoya has picked number 77. Jessica Powers has picked number 54. And I'm going to make sure y'all remind me of those, or I'll go back and look before we go, because I definitely, definitely want to get into both of those. Yes, Maddie is amazing. Everybody loves Maddie. He is man, he is one of the greatest. He is a great gift to me because he was the first person when I started doing this. He was the first person to ever come to me and say, that while I was watching one of your videos, it changed my life because there you were, and I saw and was receiving your message. And in that moment, I felt like I could do this too. And so he started the point of change. And he'll never fully understand how much it means to me when you put yourself out there like this in a way that is really, really vulnerable. And I've always shared so honestly and tried to stay so authentic to my own core being and truthful with my story, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the stuff I'd rather hide from. You know, when someone actually comes to you and says, hey, this changed my life, it is like the greatest, it's the greatest God moment. It's the greatest confirmation of, okay, this is what I am supposed to be doing, because it can get very, very, very frustrating to continue to move forward and feel like you're getting nowhere. So I'm so grateful for Maddie, so proud of him for writing this book and putting it out there. It's a very vulnerable thing to do. And it leads me into what I want to talk to you about tonight, which is, are you happy? Are you happy? These are going to be some questions. While it sounds very simple, okay, these are going to be some questions that are going to be really, really great to ask yourself moving into this energy. We are coming up on an amazing eclipse, which people often, if you follow me very long, you know that I utilize every tool that is available to me and within my awareness to help me navigate my own healing journey, my own soul's evolution here. And one of those things is I look at the energies of planets, how they are aligning up, and know how some of the energies work. I have great, beautiful friends who have a lot of wisdom in those areas and share those teachings with me. And we get to have conversations about this stuff. So it's just a key component to how I try to work in my life. Because sometimes we don't even realize like what's wrong with us. Like we just get up and we're like, why am I so agitative today? Or what's going on? These 3 days have been terrible. Or, you know, and we don't really realize that a lot of what we are going through has a lot to do with how our energy is shifting and moving. So say all that to say that we have a total solar eclipse that is coming up Monday. I think Monday is the 8th. Monday. And while it's going to be visible for some in our country and other countries, it's not going to be fully visible for all of us. But I'm going to tell you something, the effects are going to be felt. And if you are being called to be in a place where it's time for you to ascend to your next level of journey of life, then you are going to feel this especially. You may already have been feeling this. Weird body aches, weird sleep patterns, stomach problems, just weird people coming, maybe reappearing back into your life, or people eclipsing out of your life, big fights, big arguments, or big things you're feeling called to on the inside, things you can no longer deny or put aside. That stuff that you have said, nope, I'll deal with that later for however many years, and now it's coming up, and it is not allowing you to look around it or through it. It's asking you to look at it and move through. So when we come to the question of, are you happy? There's a secondary to this question, because if the answer is no, or sort of, in some ways, there's another question that comes around with that. That is, what is it that is blocking you from experiencing happiness? Now, our human tendency is to point out external things from us, like money. You know, that's the big thing, manifesting money and manifesting and manifesting and manifesting. There's a place for manifesting. That's fine. We'll get into it. But again, it's become so watered down and overused that to these days when I hear people kind of talking about it, sometimes I just roll my eyes up like, oh, No, we have to go deeper than that. It's less about finances, even though it looks like it. And I'm not making light of what you may be facing in your current reality. But there's something deeper than that. Because even if you got all the money that you want, there are some things that live underneath that that will make that money that you get be somewhat disappointing. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I happy? If not, what is blocking that happiness? What is it that I feel is standing in my way of that happiness? Who is it that I truly want to be? How do I truly want to see myself? How do I want to walk through the world? Who do I want to be to the people in my life? What kind of husband, wife, father, mother, son, whatever it is, what is it? Who is it that I want to be in this world? And do I have the courage to step through this portal of ascension? Do I have the courage to step through this and walk towards what I am ultimately being called to move towards? And each one of us knows what that is. And I'm telling you, it's going to just continue to get more intense because it's not going to let you look away from this. You're going to have to make great effort to shove whatever this is under the rug again. It's going to take you more effort to deny it than it is going to be to face it. And these are big things. We may have some old trauma that's coming up. Have you started finding yourself having these really old kind of thoughts or these real old kind of like feelings or habits or patterns or things just kind of popping up that you're like, oh, I thought that was gone. I thought I'd already gone through this. I thought I'd dealt with that. Do you have any of those things coming up? Are you being asked to heal around a parental energy? Are you being asked to heal a mother wound? Are you being asked to heal a father wound? Are you being asked, you know, to heal a deep, and this is coming through, so I'm just going to say it. Are you being asked to heal through some deep sexual trauma in your life? I don't know why, but that is coming up in specific, and so I feel that I must say that. Are you having some things that are coming up that maybe feel like they just hit you from behind? If so, we're being called to move through these energies now. We are being called, we're being shown as we are on the countdown for our shuttle ascension takeoff. We are being called as we're doing, you know, before a shuttle takes off, there are certain amounts of people that go through that ship from top to bottom and check off all of their maintenance records and making sure that all of this is done and everything has been properly maintained and everything is in working order. That there's nothing in the sky that's going to impede this takeoff. That is what this energy is. And that is what it is coming in to ask you to do. Make your checklist. Where do you want to go? Do you have a clear vision? It doesn't have to be extravagant. You don't necessarily have to make some type of vision board or do any kind of special techniques or prayers. You're being called to keep believing. Get clear on your vision of who it is that you want to be in your life. I want to be a magnificent leader of my family. I want to lead my family out of toxicity into healing and wholeness and happiness. It doesn't have to be me. I just ultimately want to see them cut some of the chains of the things that are holding their lives hostage. I want to see them experience the greatest version of themselves possible and that they're willing to experience. And I feel like that is part of my role in this family is to lead them into the light. And as much as we work with light spirits and you know, there is a very real unseen energetic world where there is this whole dark and light aspect. You know, I don't always like to say the good and evil, because I think energy just is, and it really is more of an undertone than it is like this. You know, it's all good and evil, good and evil, good and evil, because all good things can be used for evil and vice versa. So it's less really about that, but we have to not be naive, especially those in the spiritual community. We cannot be naive to think that there are not just as many, you know, workers in the darkness as there are as workers in the light that are going to be coming in to converge and trying to take you in different ways. We all have that shadow. We all have that duality within us. We all have, that's just, we're all open and susceptible to that. And so we have to be real and recognize what it is that we are actually working with, and be aware in real time of what's happening, because these energies, these darker energies, can come in and set up house in your life, in your family's lives, in your workplace, and they happen so subtly. I have come to recognize a spirit that has slowly but surely run a course throughout my family that has a lot of us to the point where we're in that place where it's like, something's got to give. Something's got to break. Something's got to give. We got to have that tower moment. We got to have that moment where everything kind of seems like it's falling, so that there can now be something more solid and more prosperous rebuilt. And so, absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Vibration needs to be lifted and not pulled down by the demonic forces that try to survive off our energy. And that is very true. A great way to put that, because that's really what's happening. It is a vibe for your energy, and we get to choose. Here's the greatest freeing news of the entire day. I'm going to give it to you right now. We get to make a choice. We get to make a choice in what camp we serve and what camp we allow to serve us. Because darkness really rarely ever comes in all at once. It will be something that starts little by little by little, that maybe you'll see and you'll think, oh, I don't want to deal with that. I don't like confrontation. I don't want to confront this. Or nobody's listening to me anyway. There's nothing I can do. I just got to kind of let it happen. You know, all of these things we do to take ourselves out of the place that's going to take massive courage to walk through and change. I am in that space. I want to say, I bet there's quite a few of us out here that are in that space where we do not get to deny what is in front of us right now. We do not get to look past and say, oh no, I didn't know I was being called to do that at this time. Nope. It's giving you an ultimatum, basically. If you spend another year in this energy, if you continue to go down this road, something drastic is going to suffer. For me, it's my health. And this is what I needed. Like, this is what I needed. I needed a couple health scares. I needed something very serious. I needed a purpose to work for. I needed a purpose to come into my world and say, oh, no, stop the presses. We ain't people pleasing no more. We're not just sitting by and getting run over by life. No. We're not doing that anymore. That's enough. I'm not dying for this. It's not this important. I'm not going to live my life feeling terrible, so that others can remain in their own toxic behaviors and just pretend like it's not affecting me, or I'll deal with it another day. No, I know what I'm being called to do. I know what actions I need to take. And I am absolutely positive that I have the courage to walk through this and move to the other side. If you are in any type of addiction recovery, you're also on a healing journey, and you understand these things. You understand these things. And so, yeah, Jessica says, I feel the same. Something to get your attention. Absolutely, Pamela Topchin. What's up, Rachel? Hope you're feeling well, my friend. Sending you lots of prayers and love. And that's where we're at. And we get to honestly choose at this point of whether we crawl into that place, like I said, because I've been having these health problems that just kind of come out of nowhere for me. You know, I've never had high blood pressure, but I have allowed myself to be in very toxic situations for the past 4 years, if not longer. I mean, this stuff has been with me a long time. And yet, you know, it's all coming, shaking out and coming to the surface now. But so, you know, I'm dealing with these health problems and realizing I don't feel as good. Like I can't reach the goal of my life if I feel this bad. So if all of these things, if I've gone to the doctor and this is the diagnosis I've been given, all of these things that I am dealing with, this is not true for all everyone, but the things that I am dealing with are directly linked to the stress that I have allowed to consume my life as of lately. Being a new business owner, running a business, going from a crew of just myself to now a crew of two people, and trying to make all of this happen and worrying about, you know, these people, making sure I've got money in their pockets because they're my family too. It's all interlinked, and setting up jobs and getting jobs and making sure things get paid for and bought and everything's done well. And I'm also being called to look at some deep wounds that are being asked of me to heal these wounds, to open them up, rip them open and say, okay, what's the deal here? It's calling me to step up and step forward in my life, to represent myself and my family in a way that calls in light, that calls in prosperity, that calls in health, and doesn't actually keep it at bay. Because our habitual thoughts, our habitual speeches, our habitual actions are what are going to keep us on one or the other of those loops. We can't want to get better and yet remain in a very negative state of mind. It won't happen. We can take all the holistic modalities we want to. We can take all of the prescription medications and see as many doctors as we want to. But if we don't get our energetic life in order, none of those things are going to do much more than give you a temporary relief or a temporary fix, and it's just going to come in and seep in and get worse. And so we got to make the choice. And so the freedom of this is we get to choose of how we respond. We don't get to choose what happens in life, not completely, but we get to choose whether life runs over us or we grab the reins and we ride that thing out. Again, if you're in the addiction recovery space, this is stuff you know. You know. You know. You know this. And so, let's see. Way bigger than me, but I have to get myself right, or I could be called, I gotcha. I gotta. I gotcha. Let's see. Ouch, I'm called to do something huge. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it does, Rachel. That is the truth. And I turned 50 this year. And I thought, on my birthday, I thought, oh, I cruised through this. This is pretty good. A couple of weeks after, a month after, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm still doing good. Great, 50. And then all of a sudden, I was like, girl, here's 50. But, you know, I'm so grateful for it, man. I'm really grateful for it at this point. And it's to be honest, it sucks. It's very uncomfortable. You know, it's very painful. I'm going through some severe pain right now. and I've got some things going on that at 50, and this is something that's, you know, I didn't know was going to actually come with all of this, but at 50, you know, I start thinking about my own mortality, and that motivates me. Because I think about these things. I think, okay, I'm 50. Here I am, I'm 50. I've defied the odds already because I spent the majority of, you know, the first, 30 years of my life trying to die. But now I'm in a place where I want life. I want life, and I am still on the goal of knowing the best possible version for myself. So when I'm presented with these health issues and this pain, while it triggers this feeling and it can be fear of, oh my gosh, like, is this super serious? It's no longer, I got a pain in my stomach and it may be nothing. Now I got to look into it. But am I willing to forfeit my life so that I can keep my comfort zone? Am I willing to forfeit my own dream, the very purpose that pulls me through this recovery journey every single day? Am I willing to forfeit that for my comfort zone? Am I willing to allow other people to have control over me? Because whether I say something when I feel led to say something about a situation, or I just don't because I don't like confrontation. Either way, that situation is owning me. If it rents space in my head long after the interaction is over, it is controlling me. And I can't walk around in my life and make conscious decisions like, no, I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't know what else to do. I've tried everything. Avoidance. I can't walk around in avoidance and at the same time feel like a victim. I can't make decisions for my life and then turn around and think, oh, life just never cuts me any breaks. Forget that. It's bullshit. That is utter bullshit. Because we have the absolute freedom and choice to choose how we are going to respond to any situation at any time. And we know where we're not being honest and truthful with ourselves when we're living a life like that. Because we know that every decision we make has a consequence. Doesn't mean that that consequence is negative. It just means every decision. It is a law of the universe. The law of cause and effect. For every decision we make, there is an effect. And so we have to get honest with ourselves and look at our lives and ask ourselves truthfully, am I happy? If not, why? And what steps do I need to take in order to make this year of my life the best year I've ever had? Now, it doesn't mean that your entire vision of life comes true. Like our friend Rachel spent my first year in a chair. So our friend Rachel has had many health struggles and has had to spend this year in a wheelchair. I think I'm right, has had to spend this year in the wheelchair. And that in and of itself is something huge. And it has two abilities. It has the ability to roll over Rachel and bring up so much depression and sadness and loss and grief. And at the same time, it also has this ability to offer Rachel this, you know what, this is my situation right now. Doesn't mean it's permanent. Maybe the doctors say it's permanent, but I'm miracle minded. So how am I going to respond to be in this chair? Am I going to let the unfortunateness of this rent so much space in my head that it just drives me deeper into a depression? Or can I be a miracle in this chair? Can I have a purpose from this pulpit, because every place you are is a pulpit. You are a pulpit because you have been called for something greater than you really even realize. Especially, again, if you're in the addiction recovery space, I've said this forever and I'm going to continue to say it. We have a vital job in this shift in humanity, okay? Whether we know it or not. So, can you still grow where you're planted? And I'm sorry to use you as an example, Rachel, but it's just such a beautiful way to bring that home, because that is a tough circumstance. That has the ability, anybody, and the likelihood is you're going to get caught in both of those camps all throughout the process of it. Because we don't get to make a decision for our life and say, okay, I'm going to change today. And these are all the ways I'm going to start showing up different in my head. These are all the ways that I'm going to start thinking different, speaking different, believing different. But we've built momentum with all of our past patterns of behaviors, patterns of thoughts, of deep subconscious beliefs about ourselves that we really don't even realize we're operating from. All of those things. So this is going to take work. And I guess this is a good place to say, give yourself some grace. Give yourself grace and compassion, because you're not going to flip this in one day. There are those miracles that happen, but they are not. There is something profound that happens when doing the work, which is, can you be positive from that pulpit at least 3 more times today than you were yesterday? It doesn't mean you failed if you slip into those slopes of depression or those slopes of anxiety. The energy, right now, we have planets that are aligned in such a way that we probably won't see this again in our lifetime. And so there is a lot going on and it's very, very intense. So we got to give ourselves the grace to grow and do it well. And that just means giving ourselves some care and compassion. Care and compassion. And so, oh, yay, Megan. Thank you so much. Shout out Kareth Foster for your love, your grace. Love you, Megan. Praying and loving on y'all. Big things are happening. Do not get pulled down under the weight of this seems awful, this is going to be lifelong. There is an ascension process that is happening, especially within our youth. It is happening everywhere. We are going to start to see these huge bursts of energies where we are being called to something greater, something bigger, and it's about growing from that old suit into the new. It can be very confusing. It can mimic itself in a lot of different places. So hold on to hope, my dear family. I love you all so, so much. And I'm here if I can do anything to possibly help this process. But do not lose hope. This is a valuable time, regardless of how it is presenting in each of your lives, in each of our lives. This is a powerful time. It's going to come into how will you harness it? And it is going to be very important for you to have support at this time from resources that are maybe in where you are wanting to go. You know, if we are the average of the 5 people we're around the most, if our lives are going to look about like everybody else's and you want your life to change, start paying attention to that. Doesn't mean people are bad. Just means that sometimes we outgrow one space and it's time for us to grow into another space. That's all. Doesn't have to end with a bang. Doesn't have to end with an argument. Doesn't have to end in some big way. It can just be eclipsed out. So I'm asking you at this time for this energy to make sure that you ask yourself every day, am I happy? And if not, what would it take for me to be that? What do I feel like is standing in my way? What are the action steps that I can take for this? Realistically, where can you start from today, from where you are right now in your circumstance? Where can you start from today to create a lighter space for yourself, or to create the changes that you know within your soul and in your heart you are being asked to take, the steps you're being asked to take. Start looking at those things. And finally, and the biggest one, is will you have the courage to step into where you are being called to go into now? And I know you will. I know you will. Because let's face it, you're freaking badasses. You're warriors. In a sense, every one of you shown up here are a survival. I can't imagine any of you that's had come from a great, perfect upbringing and childhood, and you always had everything you needed and you never had to want for nothing. You don't find yourself in this space if that's your life story. So you got to back up and be able to look at how far you've come already. So if you're losing hope or you can't really find any inspiration, I want you to stop for a second and turn around and look at where you've come from. You have already defied the odds. You are already a miracle. You are already all of those things. You already have whatever it is inside of you that you are longing for, wanting. You already have the ability to achieve that inside of you. It wouldn't be with you if it wasn't for you. You don't just randomly look at things and think, oh, I'd like to do that. But the things that you do, it means you have the ability to achieve that. And so wherever you are, remember I said this, when it comes time for you to make that step, that courageous step, you got this. You got this. And it doesn't really matter how you get there. It don't have to be pretty. I'm telling you, when the shuttle takes off, when the space shuttle takes off, it is not pretty. Nor does it feel good. Those guys are in that seat and they're being shaken. I mean, beyond like G-force shaking. Things rip off the side. Things kind of, you know, blow up, and all of a sudden this rocket, and there's this G-force pull that is taking you to that next level, and your life's not going to let you off of this. It's not going to let you out of this time. So walk on through it. But as soon as that thing breaks through the certain atmosphere, it becomes ascended. And now all of a sudden we have weightlessness. And now all of a sudden we can turn around and look at where we've just come from and be in awe of its beauty, be in awe of what it stood to give us, to be in awe of the human beings that it has made us and the people that we have in our world that we can be grateful for. This is what this time in history is. This is what this time in your life is. You are taking off. This is your takeoff. It's going to be rough, bumpy, hard, but you can do this. You're going somewhere. And if you can't see it right now, just please trust me, because I don't show up here and lie to you. I show up here and be as real and honest as I possibly can with you from the place that I know, from just what I know. And it's the same. If I can do this, I know you can do this. I'm telling you, I was lost, too far gone. So I hope that this resonates, and I hope that this really gets into your system and really lets you know that have some grace with yourself and that you can do this. I love this. Let me see. I boldly felt some very dark places. I had not had faith and hope and love. I would have easily fallen into darkness. Amazing. Amazing. It's recovery that's allowed me the strength to keep going. Amazing. Exactly, that's what it is. Our work in recovery translates to every part of our lives. And we're so lucky. We're so blessed. Because everyday people walking around on the street, they don't even realize. They don't even realize the work that we do every day in the recovery journey is the work that is helping us ascend to the next level of life. And there are everyday people walking around the earth, don't know what's wrong with them, don't know how to get where they're going, don't think that they've got the strength to do it. And that's what we're here for, because this is our work. We're already doing this. They're just coming into this. And so remember who you are. Please look at the miracles that you are. Brian says, I feel blessed. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. We are blessed, man. We are blessed. I have edema, COPD, a failed hernia mesh where my core totally tore. Yep. Yes. Brian, we're sending you love and absolute prayers for all of those things because these are hard circumstances. Please, please understand that when I'm saying this tonight, I'm talking to those of you that are going through the roughest of rough circumstances. I'm talking to you all that your lives are being shaken up in a way that it is undeniable. There is a new story unfolding. There is a new chapter beginning. You have the pen. What will you write? This is your time. This is your life. Write it the way you want it to be. I love all of you. I thank you guys so much. Rachel, when you're ready, you are a testimony. Whether you give it from your mouth or not, every day that you are out and about and you make the decision to be a positive, bright light of a smile for somebody or making your content, I mean, you are being the testimony. So don't let it overcomplicate. Don't let our minds overcomplicate what it means to give a testimony. We are testimonies. We are that already. I love you guys so, so much. What's up, Anthony? Hey, old friend. I am an old friend, my friend. We are getting older, but it's good to see you, man, if you're still here. Love you guys and your family. So we're going to read from Martin John's, his version of the Tao Te Ching right now. And I'm going to go back and find, I think Brian asked for 77 and Jessica asked for 57 and 44. Okay. I was wrong. Oh no, Brian did ask for 77. So okay. 77 and 54, and we've got 57 and 44. All right, so Brian was first. We're going to read verse 77. Okay, the bending of a bow. Tao acts on the world as the bending of a bow. The top is forced down when the bottom is moved up. It is impossible for the one to act without the other responding. We talked about this. Unlike man, Tao, God, is patient and neutral, quietly adjusting excesses and deficiencies, taking from what is too much and giving to what isn't enough. Ordinary men go against Tao, God, taking resources from the areas that are deficient, giving resources to the areas that compulsively consume. Look at our world, y'all. Compulsively consume. Look how the energies are shifting. Taking things from natural holistic health. Taking things and putting resources into what naturally takes from us. Consuming is us drawing in that energy. The master knows all things are being adjusted. Although she cannot always see it in action, she has faith it is working through her, Rachel. In this way, she allows her actions to unfold, neither dwelling on them nor taking credit. Aligned with Tao, God, they complement all things. Man, that was such a powerful. And I'm telling you, get this book. And when you read these verses, let them sit with you. Like, just let them sit with you. You don't have to understand everything that's in there at the moment you read it. Read it and let it sit with your spirit. Your spirit will begin to minister to you what that means to you. That was amazing. Thank you for picking that 77 there, Brian. That just kind of went right along with what we're talking about tonight. Okay, 44. Okay, wait, 54. And then we're going to do Pamela's. 54. Do I have this one marked already? But I do have Pamela's marked already. Okay. observing virtue. Tend to Tao, God, in your life, and it will never be uprooted. Hold fast to Tao, that's God, and it will never slip away. Filled with Tao, respect the children, and they will respect the children. That simple virtue will continue for every generation. This can only start with an individual, and when her virtue can be realized. She will cultivate it in her family, and it will become great. They will cultivate this virtue in their community, and it will continue to grow, naturally spreading across the nation and becoming abundant. Because it is abundant, it will touch every part of the universe. How do I know this is the way? Be quietly observing myself. By quietly observing myself. That speaks to me in ways that I, you know, can't really share the details of right now, but we have to look at our children and what is happening to and with our children right now. Our children are different. They are part of this growth, this evolution, this ascension process. And there are these great many attacks that are being, that are coming upon our children at this time. And it really doesn't matter how old your children are, but this is especially affecting young children through college age children. So there's a lot going on, and protecting our children doesn't necessarily look like what it kind of looks like, the narrative that's out there right now, but this observing the virtue of the child and preserving the virtue of a child. What makes children so special? What is their that innocence, that openness, that ability to see the world is like this brand new canvas of life, and everything is so exciting. And these are the virtues of children, the innocence of children that we should be holding close to protect and to nurture and to keep continuing. So for those of y'all, whoever that's for, that 54, that's a beautiful, beautiful verse. All right, now to Pamela's is 57 and 44, and I have 57 marked. It's one of my favorite. Laws are all in the heart. Tao governs all things by discarding objectives, never possessing or interfering. All things only need abide the law in their heart. In this way, they are free from desire. When Tao is ignored, objectives rule the day. Rules are created that make people expend energy to get around them. Intelligence is praised and rewarded, while products become more demonic and intrusive. Weapons are paraded, fear spreads, and the hearts of all things close off. As litigation becomes a national focus, politicians and criminals multiply. The master needn't engage these traps. She is quiet, and people follow their light. She is peaceful, and people are compelled to be honest. She does nothing, and all things flourish together. Have no desire, and all things will achieve primal existence. That is a lot. We're going to have to do a whole show with unpacking some of these verses, because this is so absolutely true of what is happening in our world today. And that we even talked about some of it tonight in trying to be so spiritual that we ignore dark energy and its power to work in our world. We're being naive, and we are not actually being of help and of service to the world when we don't really recognize that all things have both sides, and that when we engage in these traps of consumption of more and more and more, or we engage in these lies of division, when we look over in there and go, oh, the left, it's their fault, and the right, it's their fault, and it's the gays and the trans and the kids and the this, and it's a that and the other. Meanwhile, while we're all so distracted, all of our freedoms and our rights and our worlds are being taken from us right behind us, because we're all looking over here and we're falling for for that. So when we don't get caught up in the traps of what is being presented to us, and we make more decisions about ourselves and what's best for our own lives and what's best for our own health and peace and prosperity, when that becomes something that is super important to us to hold on to, that is when we start creating our lives and not just living within the circumstance of life. So that's a beautiful, beautiful verse. Last one, number 44, the influence of excess. Man, we're kind of on a roll here tonight. Fame or integrity? Which of these do you focus on seeing and obtaining? Possessions or fulfillment? In which do you spend your time investing? Success or failure? Of which has offered you the most growth? I'm going to say failure for me, to be honest. Under the influence, you spend yourself accumulating only loss and regret. Fulfill your needs and be content. When you know excess is excessive, you'll be open to receiving harmony. So we cannot deny, we cannot deflect. In this time, we are being called to look at the places in our life that we get to make a choice. The law of cause and effect. At all times, we have a choice. We may not have a choice about the circumstances, but we have the choice of how we respond to that. And do we allow ourselves to grow from a failure, from a trip up, from a hiccup, or do we stay in the mire of the comfort zone of our own shit barrel? I hate to say it that way, it's graphic, but way back in the day, I used to talk about how you get used to the smell in your own shit barrel and you stay there. We're in a time where you don't get to pretend like it don't stink anymore. Where you're being called to move and take action, that is where you are to call, be and take the action. And yes, you do have the courage to do it. If I can get up from my give up and create a life I love, let me tell you something, you can too. I love you guys so much. Thanks for spending this time with me. Brandy, Pamela, Brian, Rachel, Jessica, Megan, everybody who's been Anthony, everybody who's spent this time with me, anybody else that's out there that I didn't speak to or call your name out, StreamYard only shows me so many. And yes, we are on 888 different platforms at once. So if I missed you, please know that I love you and I appreciate you. And Megan, you're absolutely right. You're going to get through this. And in a couple years' time, you're going to look back on this and know that this was the kickstart to something truly amazing happening in your world and your life. I know this and I love you guys so much. Love you, Rachel, loud and clear. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. We fight the dark side every day. Yes. Love it. All the resources, everything that I've talked about or read from today is going to be available as posts on Facebook platforms after I'm done. Thanks to my amazing soul sister, Pamela Topchian, who without her, I don't even know what I'd do. Most of you guys wouldn't even know that I was doing this if it wasn't for Pamela. So I thank you so much for all your support and love. You guys know where to follow us. You can follow us on recovery_soul food on Instagram, TikTok. If you want to help us keep going and growing, you can become a monthly monetary supporter at anchor.fm/recovery soul food. You can make a one-time donation or you can set up in a package that is from 99 cents a month to I think $9.99 a month. That just goes to help us keep going and keep growing. Things that don't cost you anything is to hit that like, hit a subscribe, hit your bell notification, and leave us a review on any of your major podcast platforms where this show, like all the rest, will be available later on tonight. I just want to thank you guys so much. I'm wishing you the best coming up into this new energy. It's going to be in effect. It's been in effect for about 6 weeks leading up to this eclipse. It's going to be in effect for much longer after that. So be kind to yourself. Give yourself grace and those around you have the courage to step through the beautiful, brave soul that you are and know that I'm here with you and we're going through this together. and I love you guys. So until next week, y'all have the most amazing week possible. I love you.